Yep.
To the every east, morning. My brother, to the east.
East, look east now.
Mm-hmm.
Say your prayers every morning, look east.
And then at night,
thank too. Him for everything he has done.
Yep.
Amen. Will do. I will, for sure.
Thank you.
Thank you so much to you both.
Wow. Really love the conversation and all the great tips on what it takes to really live to be 99. Now, that's,
yeah.
You know, just having this conversation should remind all of us that we need to pick up that phone and reach out and learn more about our history.
Yes. Yes. We have history through first person accounts here. And when it comes from family, like my unforgettable Aunt Pearline, it makes it very special. This is what you'll find here Saturday and Sunday mornings on Before You Go on KBLA Talk 1580. And please tell us more about relatives, friends, heroes you wish to hear from. Drop us a line at beforeyougo.tv and we'll be in touch.
Yes, we will. And right here on KBLA Talk 1580, we have an app. Now download our KBLA 1580 app and click on the mic, and then you can leave us a message either for Nicole, myself, or any of the KBLA Talk 1580 programs. Now, we'd love to hear from you, so give us a call.
Yes, let's connect and tell your story.
And before we go,
we want to remind everyone that stories like these are sometimes just a phone call away.
Just pick up the phone and make that call.
There's no time like the present.
What a gift.
KBLA 1580 Santa Monica.
I'm Alexandria Ikamoni, and here's the latest from the Black Information Network. A member of a city council in Akron, Ohio, wants dashcam cameras put back into police cars following the death of a young Black man. Councilwoman Tara Mosley says she wants legislation asking the city to buy the cameras and install them after the attempted traffic stop and police shooting death of Jaylen Walker last month. The UN is sounding the alarm over a report that shows 25 million children missing routine vaccinations last year. The report shows vaccination rates for some illnesses fell to the lowest level since 2008. Bobby Shmurda is looking to join the TV and film industry with the help of 50 Cent. He recently said that the talent agents are reaching out to him, and 50 has been talking about getting him a role in one of his shows under the Power Universe franchise. That's the latest. I'm Alexandria Ikamoni from the Black Information Network and BINnews.com.
Dry mouth, pounding head, a resounding sense of blah. Kick your day and your body into gear with one of Electrolit's premium flavors, scientifically perfected to hydrate and energize you when you need it most. It's a new day. Go out and get it. Electrolit, instant hydration. Head to your local Walmart.
You ready?
Excuse me. Now that I have your attention, may I ask you this question? Why do you believe police brutality continues to exist in this country? Do you believe it to be a systemic problem, or should we judge police misconduct on a case-by-case basis? And what's your opinion on the best course of action to solve the problem? Well, you have come to the right place. You're listening to LA's all-new progressive talk radio station. Of the people, by the people, for the people.
Hey, I sure appreciate that.
It's KBLA Talk 1580, and we got you covered round the clock. Racism, we got you. Progressive politics, we got you. Health and wellness education, we have you covered.
We're going to have to put it back in the hands of the people.
A Black-owned and operated evidence-based alternative radio station for progressive, open-minded people like you and me.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Welcome home, LA. We're all in this together.
Let's get it on.
It's KBLA Talk 1580, broadcasting from the heart of LA's Leimert Park. We've got a lot to talk about.
We are going to have to fight. We're going to have to struggle relentlessly to bring about some peace.
The views and opinions expressed and resources shared on this program are strictly informational and should not be substituted for medical advice or evaluation.
I told you I don't need to talk to nobody.
My daughter's losing weight. She sleeps all the time and has terrible moods.
My drinking ain't the problem. You nagging me is the problem.
Problems and pressure are at the backdrop of everyday life, impacting our physical, mental, and spiritual health. But where are the solutions? And who is concerned about the family? The Urban Family. Presenting Urban Family Focus, hosted by Reverend Gerald Smith, here on KBLA Talk 1580.
Good morning, KBLA Talk 1580 family. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor, and you're listening to Urban Family Focus. We're that show that talks about those subjects that don't get talked about enough in our households these days. Things like addiction, mental illness, health and wellness, conflict resolution, financial literacy, and even grief. If it affects the urban family, what we do is bring attention to it and provide the resources and answers to all your questions about it. When you wake up early in the morning with LA Family Focus, our job is to make sure you catch that worm. That worm is wisdom, opportunity, resources, and motivation. My only goal is to get up every day and do something to improve my life, and as soon as I get that done, I go about the business of helping others. Speaking of living our best life, Sister Nawili's word for the week is something we share with you every week. And today she says, grace is the voice that calls us to change and then gives us the courage to pull it off. So tell a friend, tell all your family members, tell everybody you know to download the KBLA 1580 app so they can listen anytime, anywhere to the only Black-owned talk station west of the Mississippi. We've got a lot to talk about on KBLA Talk 1580, and today we focus on National Minority Mental Health Awareness Month. You know, Leimert Park is home to one of the nation's most progressive organizations in the mental health arena, NAMI Urban LA. Founded in 2003 as an affiliate of the National Alliance of Mental Health, NAMI Urban LA is a grassroots mental health organization dedicated to education, advocacy, and supporting building better lives for individuals and families that are affected by mental illness in our community. They also educate the public about the myths of mental illness to eradicate the stigma associated with it. NAMI Urban LA is truly a beacon of hope in our community. And we are pleased to have in studio with us this morning one of the first guests on Urban Family Focus, Harold Turner, Executive Director of NAMI Urban LA, and was also a commissioner of the LA County Board of Mental Health. Harold, welcome to Urban Family Focus.
Thank you so much, Gerald. Really happy to be here.
You know, we're glad to have you back, as I remember you and my good friend Madeline Cobb was my first guest when we started this show back last October. And
yes, sir.
This is National Minority Mental Health Month, so it's a big deal for you and the organization, and you have a lot of events planned in association with it. But before we dive into that, tell everybody why you're so dedicated to this cause and NAMI Urban LA, and just give us a background on your history in the mental health field.
Yeah, you know, like most people, you know, I had thought very much about mental health or particularly concerned about it until it invaded my home and claimed my daughter at the time. And I had to become a quick study. Actually, I had wandered around finding what resources I could and help for my family and my daughter for about 9 years before I actually found NAMI. I wandered into the office. More appropriately, I was dragged into the office here in Leimert Park by my wife, who had heard of NAMI. I had never heard of it. And I was amazed at how people knew what I was thinking. You know, they knew what questions I had, and they were answering those questions. I said, oh, my God, this is wonderful. We signed up to take the NAMI family-to-family class, which at the time was a 12-week education course, you know, designed to kind of give you a broad overview of mental health and what it was about and how to do problem solving in the mental health world. It was just amazing. It wasn't only educational for me, it was transformational. And so at the time, I was about thinking about retirement, and I retired in 2010 and came on to NAMI Urban LA, you know, full time. And I just think about all the years that were lost because I didn't know about this resource. And I decided that I didn't want that to happen to anyone else. So really, you know, working with NAMI and getting the word out, doing the outreach, you know, getting the classes and programs established was a real passion of mine. And I've been here ever since, you know, continuing that struggle.
Well, Harold, you know, there's so many people that I found in my experience in the ministry who are faced with those same situations, and they just simply don't know what to do. You know, they're not skilled. They don't understand what's going on inside the person's mind. Sometimes family members look at it and say, "Well, it must be something I did wrong," or you know, you know, and they take a protective thing. And if I acknowledge the fact that I have mental illness in my family, does that mean something's wrong with me? Yeah. What's going to happen to my loved one? There's just so many unanswered questions, and people are just out there not knowing what to do. And that's what's so great about NAMI.
Absolutely.
And NAMI Urban LA in particular, because our community, as you know, gets impacted a little heavier than everybody else, regardless of whatever the condition is, because of our lack of resources, you know, in most of our areas.
Absolutely. And getting to know, you know, and that's really what BB did for us. And, you know, she and some other mothers who founded NAMI Urban LA actually took the NAMI family to family course at another NAMI affiliate. Mm-hmm. I mean, these were ladies of some renown and means and could have taken what they learned from that course to help themselves and their families and went about their life as usual. Mm-hmm. But she determined that this was something that was really needed in our community, you know, to have access to that kind of information and that kind of assistance here in the community, and founded NAMI Urban LA to do that. And I'm so thankful to her for doing that. Mm-hmm. And so I want to just kind of make sure that we call it all, you know, it's the B.B. Moore Campbell National Minority Mental Health Awareness Month. I know it's a mouthful for people to deal with, but I think it's the least we can do is to pay homage to
the person that got
great warrior of our community, mm-hmm. you know, who we don't want to forget and whose light still shines on us, that we do that. You know, there's, you know, been several attempts to shorten the name
right.
down, but we just ask that we remember her. And what we say is, you mentioned the stigma of mental illness earlier, that we, you know, we erase the stigma and not her name.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we're going to talk a lot more about B.B. Moore Campbell National Minority Mental Health Awareness Month when we come forward here on KBLA Talk 1580. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach, addiction counselor, and you're listening to Urban Family Focus.
Healthy lives, healthy home, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith when we come forward on KBLA Talk 1580.
The Los Angeles Urban League helps African American and others in underserved communities achieve true social parity, economic self-reliance, and civil rights. For over 100 years, Los Angeles Urban League has ensured our communities have access to careers with living wages, opportunities to start and grow businesses, and clear pathways to personal and professional growth. Programs like BizCamp, Construction Career Academy, BAW Business Ready, and BWARP, the Black Wealth Attainment and Retention Program, are examples of the ongoing events designed to make our centennial mission to rebuild Black Wall Street right here in LA a reality. To sign up for our newsletter or to support the Los Angeles Urban League with your time, talents, and donations, visit laul.org. That's laul.org. The Los Angeles Urban League is a proud sponsor of Urban Family Focus Saturdays at 7 a.m. on KBLA Talk 1580.
Thinking about hosting a podcast and don't know where to start? Morris Media Studios is holding a Podcasting for Beginners class. Join us online on Saturday, July 23rd at 10 a.m. Learn how to set up, record, distribute, and monetize your podcast. Sign up today. To register, visit morrismediastudios.com. That's morrismediastudios.com. Or give us a call at 323-815-4204. Start your podcast today.
The news on flavored e-cigs talks a lot about the technology and teen use, but parents need to know more about the dangers of nicotine. So know this. 1. Nicotine is one of the most toxic of all poisons. 2. Kids are more at risk for developing addiction. 3. a nicotine addiction can make it easier for kids to get addicted to other drugs. So even when it tastes like candy, nicotine is brain poison. Go to flavorshookkids.org for more.
Are you ready to shop for quality, natural-looking wigs? Try Magic Hair Company, one of the largest collections of glueless human hair lace wigs in the USA, located in Culver City. They have over 10 years of experience. Magic Hair Company promotes healthy hair and protects your edges, too. They also have lots of bundles, closures, and hundreds of wigs in store. Try Magic Hair Company's signature hair care products and hot styling tools. Come shop and use the KBLA promo code. Come through and see the difference. If you're suffering from hair loss, Magic Hair Company does medical reimbursement and can have your insurance pay for your wig. Are you ready for a new look? Magic Hair Company custom lace wig specialists will have you leaving like a new person. They also offer in-store custom coloring and easy glueless install. Natural looking wigs, long-lasting quality wig makers. Use promo code KBLA. Follow Magic Hair Company on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and TikTok at Magic Hair Co. Magic Hair Company is also hiring, so email them your resume today.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith.
Gerald Smith.
A spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor. And we're having a conversation this morning with Harold Turner, who is the executive director of NAMI Urban LA. And before, just a moment ago, I should say, we were talking about B.B. Moore Campbell, National Minority Mental Health Awareness Month. And we're going to talk a lot about NAMI's programs and services this morning. But before we do so, I want to bring into this conversation a name that many of you in the community may be familiar with. His name is Ellis Gordon. And when you think of Ellis Gordon, I know a lot of us think about finance and banking and community-based business development. But Ellis is also a board member of NAMI Urban LA. He's the CFO. And he was there at the genesis of NAMI Urban LA and the National B.B. Moore Campbell National Minority Health Awareness Month. So, Ellis, welcome to Urban Family Focus. And I'd like you to take a little time to just share with our audience how this National Minority Health Month came about and the significance of it.
Well, thank you, Gerald, very much for having me on your show. It's an honor to be here. And then also, I'm in good company with Harold. And as Harold said before, we were not aware of mental illness until it impacted a member of our family. Not having any resources, not knowing what to do, BB did some research, and she found out about NAMI, and she went over to NAMI Westside to get the to avail herself of those resources. Once she got there, she took the courses, and she became she took the family courses, and then she became a trainer. And she decided that this is something that we should have in our community. So what she did was that she got together, as Harold said, with five other Black mothers, and you know what happens when Black women get together, things happen.
Things happen.
And they formed initially what was called NAMI Inglewood. That was the first start with the idea of just helping, the Black community to avail itself of the resources. After after getting involved, they morphed it into NAMI Urban Los Angeles, as Harold indicated, because they not only do they help the Black community, but they also help the Spanish-speaking community, and they're reaching out to the Korean community as well. So that's how that got started. As you're aware, B.B. passed, obviously. It'll be 16 years in November mm-hmm. of this year that she passed in 2006. And what happened was that a core group of people got together and decided that there was a need for her to be recognized for her work. So in May of 2008, a bipartisan 110th Congress passed a posthumous resolution, which was House Congressional Resolution 134, honoring B.B. for her body of work as a prolific best-selling author, storyteller, and devoted mental health advocate committed to policy change and public education focused on communities of color. And it just so happened that she had gone to school. She went to the University of Pittsburgh, and she had gone to school with Albert Wynn, who at the time was a congressman of the 4th District in Maryland. And he was the one that introduced the bill and garnered support of the colleagues across the aisle to do that bipartisan report. And as you said before, you know, as a co-founder of NAMI Urban Los Angeles, BB ensured that Black, Brown, and other underrepresented population had a voice and a safe place to journey together as families on the road to recovery and resiliency for their loved ones. Her efforts really began a movement for change. She not only remains a luminary for Black history, but for American history, with the historic designation of having the month of July named in her honor. She, through her efforts, after she got involved with NAMI, she really became a national and international spokesperson for NAMI and also for mental health awareness. And I think it's important, as Harold said before, to say her name and commit to erasing the stigma that's associated with mental illness and minoritized communities. As minorities, we have a tendency, because we're a minority, we have one strike against us. And then if you have a mental illness, that's another strike. So we don't want to talk about it. But basically, in America, one out of every four persons either has mental illness or they are aware of someone that has mental illness. And it's pretty prevalent. And I think it's pretty important, as you were indicating earlier, that minorities avail themselves of the resources that's available to them to get the help they need to help themselves and their family members.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Ellis, I want to thank you for sharing that legacy piece with us about BB and the significance of her getting this movement started. And I appreciate you calling in and giving us that detail. We're going to talk a little bit now about the virtual celebration that's coming up on July 24th, which is actually next week. So, Ellis, thanks so much for calling in and sharing with us. I know you were right there, you know, at her side during the whole thing, and you're still actively involved in keeping this thing moving. And we appreciate all of your efforts as well in support of BB for making this happen. So thank you for being on Urban Family Focus, and you and I will talk soon.
You're welcome, and thank you so much for having me.
All right. So that was Ellis Gordon, B.B. Moore, who was the husband of B.B. Moore Campbell when all this thing got started. So, Harold, tell us about this celebration that's coming up on July 24th.
As Ellis pointed out, we were very much aware that B.B.'s intent was to reach out to the Black community in particular, but more generally to other families and other communities that shared the same struggles. So, we have sort of packed a month with that. Actually, July, we want to reach out and let people know about NAMI and BB and BB's contribution. And we have this annual event that's put on by the NAMI Board of Directors. And that is going to be on July 24th at 2 p.m. You can register on our NAMI website, which is namiurbanla.org. Again, that's www.namiurbanla.org. We've done other events this month. We've had one show put on by one of our peers. These are people who have lived experience of living with mental illness. And we have peer services is one of the things that NAMI Urban LA brings to the community. And we encourage peers to get together and support each other and to talk about wellness and to talk about how to navigate the road to recovery and feel comfortable doing so, because they are in the company of their peers. And they actually did a program on the 9th. On the 23rd, our Spanish community is going to be putting on an event. And that's also available on our website. You can link there for our bilingual or monolingual Spanish-speaking community to be able to access the program. And on the 24th, we're going to be talking about breaking barriers to mental joy. Mm. And we have an exciting lineup of speakers to speak on that subject. Again, the flyer is available off the NAMI website, and as is the registration for the event there. And we're happy to have Dr. Yoshida Lang from the Los Angeles County Department of Mental Health, Senator Anthony Portantino, who's been a big mental health advocate in the legislature for the state of California. We're going to have author Kwame Mbila, and a guest that we've had speakerly on, had many times on our speaker night in NAMI Urban LA, is Dr. Kimani Norrington Sands. And she's been very popular speaker, very knowledgeable, a lot of useful information we can use. She's going to be there as well. So again, that'll be there. And then on the 30th, we're taking it to the streets.
All right.
You know, we've been coming back to the community. We're going to be doing an afternoon event at the Community Bill site, at the garden area there on 43rd and Dagnan. That's also available off our website for more information. And we're looking forward to that. And we're really trying to steer that to attract a lot of our, what we call our transitional age youth, people 16 to 25. We're going to have some music, you know, some food. We're going to have some spoken word, and we're going to culminate the evening with what we call mental health open mic.
There you go.
You know, that's for anybody to come up and share whatever they want to share about their experience with mental health, the experience of their families or loved ones or whatever. So we're looking forward to that event.
That's fantastic. For those of you who are listening, and as Ellis said, one in four of us have either been impacted by mental health issues personally or within our family. And too many of us hold on, keep it a secret. Don't know what to do. They think, you know, I'm a minister, but you can't pray away everything. Yeah. You can pray for guidance. You can pray for understanding, but you have to take some action. You got those feet have to move. And what I mean is you have to reach out and talk to somebody that's been there, done that, that can expose you to some things and some ideas that just might help you. So all of these events are events not only you should support because NAMI Urban LA needs your support. You know, I know the event on the 24th is something we used to do live. I actually emceed a few of them in my day, and they're a fundraiser for NAMI Urban LA. So now is your opportunity to not just support NAMI Urban LA, but to get that information, talk to people who like you, who have situations in their family that they're dealing with. They're looking for help. We have to talk about this, people. We can't keep it a secret. We can't hold on to it and wonder what to do when there are resources like NAMI that can help us do it.
Absolutely. And you know, just to follow on with that a little bit, you know, you don't have to be embarrassed or ashamed to call NAMI, because anybody who picks up the phone knows exactly what you're talking about. We've all been through it. You know, all of our members have also been through it. So we're there for you, and we recognize in our community, which sort of sets us apart, is that mental illness intersects with a whole lot of other things in life. So it's not just the mental health issue that you can deal with in isolation. There's oftentimes it crosses the line and you get involved with the criminal justice system at some point. Oftentimes due to the mental illness itself. So you have to learn to navigate another dysfunctional system, you know, and you have to do those things simultaneously. And we're there to help, and we offer that as well. We do a family support group specifically for criminal justice-involved families. So, you know, that's on our website as well. And it's the first Tuesday of every month, and we're available to do that.
Yeah, in our community, that criminal justice piece is very important, yeah. That we learn how to properly navigate that to protect our loved ones who may be dealing with mental illness. And as I know from my own experience, you know, 70% of the people with addiction also have a mental illness diagnosis. So those two things kind of go hand in hand. But the good news is, there is help available. There is somebody you can talk to. I'm one of those people. Harold's one of those people. You know, we're here for you. So if there is a situation that you're dealing with or know of, and tell them about NAMI Urban LA. Reach out. Go to their website. There's a long list of resources for you on the NAMI Urban LA website. That can direct you and guide you. And as Harold said, personally, they've been there. So we're going to continue our conversation about this Black Minority Mental Health Awareness Month here on KVLA Talk 1580. When we come forward, I'm Reverend Gerald, and you're listening to Urban Family Focus.
More of KVLA Talk 1580's all-new weekend lineup when we come forward.
I'm Alexandria Ikamoni, and here's the latest from the Black Information Network. A man accused of raping and impregnating a 10-year-old girl from Ohio has lived in the U.S. for several years and has a relationship with the girl's family. It's not yet known what country Gerson Fuentes is from, but Columbus police believe he's in the country illegally. The 10-year-old girl traveled to Indiana to have an abortion. Wall Street closed out its books on a losing week despite a rally. All three major averages posted weekly declines, with the NASDAQ down nearly 1.6%. Investor worries about a recession and a larger Federal Reserve rate hike weighed on markets earlier in the week. Dodgers dogs will be served during next week's All-Star Game in Los Angeles as concession workers are agreeing to stay on the job. The union was threatening to strike, but negotiations are being made. That's the latest. I'm Alexandria Ikamoni from the Black Information Network and BINnews.com.
Dry mouth, pounding head, a resounding sense of blah. Kick your day and your body into gear with one of Electrolit's premium flavors. Scientifically perfected to hydrate and energize you when you need it most. It's a new day. Go out and get it. Electrolit, instant hydration. Head to your local Walmart.
You ready?
Excuse me. Now that I have your attention, may I ask you this question? Why do you believe police brutality continues to exist in this country? Do you believe it to be a systemic problem, or should we judge police misconduct on a case-by-case basis? And what's your opinion on the best course of action to solve the problem? Well, you have come to the right place. You're listening to LA's all-new progressive talk radio station. Of the people, by the people, for the people.
Hey, I sure appreciate that.
It's KVLA Talk 1580. We got you covered round the clock. Racism, we got you. Progressive politics, we got you. Health and wellness education, we have you covered.
We're going to have to put it back in the hands of the people.
A Black-owned and operated, evidence-based alternative radio station for progressive, open-minded people like you and me.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Welcome home, LA. We're all in this together.
Let's get it on.
It's KVLA Talk 1580, broadcasting from the heart of LA's Leimert Park. You've got a lot to talk about.
We are going to have to fight. We're going to have to struggle relentlessly to bring about the...
Bundling home and car insurance with GEICO is so easy, your neighbors are probably already doing it. But who? They may drop little hints like...
Beautiful day out! Even more beautiful since we saved by bundling our home and car insurance with GEICO.
Or...
Yard work is hard. Much harder than bundling with GEICO, which was easy.
Or it may be even subtler, like...
Speaking of burgers, we bundled our home and car insurance with GEICO and saved a bunch of money.
Bundling is easy with GEICO. Just ask your neighbors.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than choosing Charles Barkley in a pickup game.
We'll take Barkley.
Ha! First pick! Sorry, kids!
Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision?
Okay, here's the plan. Pass me the ball every time.
This is banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
KBLA Talk 1580. We've got a lot to talk about.
KBLA Talk 1580, reminding you when we fight, we win. Asian Americans Advancing Justice is the nation's largest legal and civil rights organization for Asian Americans, Native Hawaiians, and Pacific Islanders. Founded in 1983 as the Asian Pacific American Legal Center, Advancing Justice LA serves more than 15,000 individuals and organizations every year. Their mission is to advocate for civil rights, provide legal services and education, and build coalitions to positively influence and impact Asian Americans, Native Hawaiians, and Pacific Islanders, and to create a more equitable and harmonious society. To volunteer, make a donation, or seek assistance, visit advancingjustice-la.org. That's advancingjustice-la.org. Or call 888-349-9695. 888-349-9695. This is a community call to action from KBLA Talk 1580.
The Institute for Diversity Certification is all about the three D's: dedication, determination, and discipline. Learn more about our globally recognized diversity certification program today by calling 1-800-983-6192. Again, 1-800-983-6192, or visit diversitycertification.org. As the number one organization for certified diversity professionals and also certified diversity executive credentials, diversitycertification.org will provide an opportunity for you to demonstrate dedication to the field, determination to make progress, and more discipline to your process. Go today and learn more about the diversity certification system. Call 1-800-983-6192. Again, 1-800-983-6192. Or go to diversitycertification.org. That's diversitycertification.org. The standard of excellence, equity, diversity, and inclusion.
KBLA Talk 1580.
We've got a lot to talk about.
KBLA Talk 1580, connecting you with services and solutions. Stop the Violence, Increase the Peace Foundation is a nonprofit community-based organization dedicated to fostering peace while mitigating violence in our society. Established in 1993, Stop the Violence, Increase the Peace has provided a wide variety of assistance to thousands of youth, families, and victims of violence over the past three decades, including intervention services, conflict and dispute resolution training, grief counseling, and victims advocacy. In addition, the foundation offers an array of classes focused on anger management, domestic violence, parenting, substance abuse, and more. To make a donation or to access services, call 323-445-8620. That's 323-445-8620. Or visit www.increasethepeacefoundation.org. This is a community call to action from KBLA Talk 1580.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith.
Gerald Smith.
A spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
Think about what you're trying to do to me. Think, let your mind go, let your
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor, and we're having a conversation this morning with Harold Turner, who is the executive director of NAMI Urban LA. And this is National Minority Mental Health Awareness Month in honor of B.B. Moore Campbell. And we're going to get into some of the services that NAMI provides. But before we do that, I need to remind all of you that Urban Family Focus is presented by the Los Angeles Urban League. For 100 years, the Los Angeles Urban League has served as a powerful advocate for African Americans and other minorities by ensuring our communities have access to careers with living wages, opportunities to start and grow businesses, along with a clear pathway to personal and professional growth. So for information about the Los Angeles Urban League's programs and services and events, log on to laul.org. That's laul.org. You know, it's been mentioned, Harold, Ellis mentioned it earlier when he was with us, and you and I have mentioned it two or three times, that stigma and judgment prevent Black and African-American people from seeking treatment for their mental illness. You know, a lot of the research shows that Black Americans believe that even mild depression or anxiety would be considered crazy in their social circles. Mm-hmm. Furthermore, many of us believe that discussion about mental illness is not appropriate in a family setting. Those are all the things that NAMI and myself and everybody who wants to change in our community. I often tell people all the time, I don't know anybody, and there's nobody listening to me, that hasn't been depressed at a certain point in their life, hasn't been anxious at a certain point in their life. And there's nobody listening to my voice that's not addicted to something. Yeah. So we need to get this notion that if we have an issue, be it health-related, mental-related, or addiction-related, that we're unique in some way. You know,
yeah.
We're not. We all are there in this together. There are levels and degrees to everything. And when we get into that certain level, that serious degree where people need assistance, we want to make sure they get it. So tell us a little bit about the services and programs that NAMI provides.
Absolutely. And we have a number of programs and services targeted at families and individuals who are living with the or managing the chronic illness like mental health. So I think I mentioned earlier my introduction to NAMI was through the NAMI Family to Family program, which was a wonderful program, taught me what mental health is, you know, what mental illness is, what it isn't, you know, how the brain works, you know, how neurotransmitters transfer messages in the brain, what are medications, how do they work, you know, how do you do problem solving when you're talking to somebody who's making no sense, you know, how do you do, giving me a problem solving methodology to use with them. All these things are important, and they come up in a variety of ways in families. We also get a lot of referrals from DCFS in the court system and families dealing with mental illness. And sometimes it's children who have were seriously emotionally disturbed. And sometimes the parents aren't together and the courts will direct one or both. And oftentimes, you know, they're not in the best of moods when they come that. But they get converted pretty early on. I've yet to meet anybody who wasn't happy that they had the opportunity to get that education and learn what's going on, even if they felt, you know, they themselves don't need it. But if you, you know, have a child, you know, who has a, you know, a parent, you know, or a mother who's struggling, you need to know about that in order to do a good job of parenting with the child. So so that's been a strong referral system back and forth between us. And we provide, you know, court letters and things like that to say, hey, you know, they're working on it. They've been here and trying. So it's tremendous for us to do. You know, and that's on the family side, you know. On the other side, you know, our family members who are in treatment and looking to try to move further down the road to recovery, we have programs and classes for them taught by people with that experience, you know, who've gone through those classes and went on to get trained, and now they're teaching others. And just like we have family support groups for families, we have support groups that we call NAMI Connections, for people with lived experience of mental illness, you know, and it's the way it was. Everybody needs a support network.
Absolutely.
You know, that's our loved ones and ourselves, you know, and you can see that that's one of the first thing that disappears when mental health invades is the support system. You know, friends you've known a long time, they start to peel away. They come around less often. Pretty soon, they're pretty isolated, trying to navigate this catastrophic situation they're in on their own. So we seek to address that by offering, you know, the NAMI peer-to-peer programs and the NAMI Connections program to provide them with that support. And it's for them. I think it makes a difference that, you know, it's they recognize it's there and they can relate because the instructors that help them all relate. You know, I've even had points where family members would ask me, you know, they can't go in the room. Say, what are they doing in there? You know, probably talking about you. You know, talking about us, just like we talk about them.
Exactly.
They talk to each other about what's going on, and you know, what strategies they use to communicate with family.
Right. I've discovered, and I know you know this too, that because somebody has a mental illness diagnosis, does not mean that they aren't intelligent. my research and the courses that I've taken, they point to the fact that people with mental illness tend to have higher IQs than people in everybody else in their family and their community. So it's not like they don't know what's going on.
Absolutely.
It's that we don't know what's going on. And we need to get that book I use a lot on Sunday says, above all, get understanding.
Absolutely.
And everything you talked about just now
leads
to that road of getting understanding. You can't cope with something. You can't solve a problem if you don't understand the problem.
Absolutely.
And NAMI provides that understanding.
Absolutely. And, you made a great point there. You know, this is not a disease of the intellect, you know, and the intelligence stays there.
Right.
You know, sometimes, it can
they're too smart.
Get in the way.
They're too smart. They absolutely
But, you know, get in the way of acceptance. But overall, that's true. You know, intellect and being emotionally and psychologically well are different things.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Some of the most famous people you've heard of, you know, inventors, you know, educators, writers, musicians, everybody that's at the top of their game has had some type of mental illness diagnosis. And I won't go into it on this program, but I have a list that I keep. Yeah, I can pull it out if I need to. I have a list of people that I can start reading off names. You could go online yourselves, people, and just Google famous people with mental illness, and that list will pop up.
Yeah.
And you'll read it, and you'll say, what?
Yeah.
It'll amaze you. And these people are at the top of their craft, the top of their game, and living a great life because they're getting help, because they're taking medication, because they've been open about their condition and talking to other people and getting an understanding of how to maneuver and move through this thing and get the help and support that they need.
Absolutely.
And we need to do the same thing. It's too many mothers holding on to my baby would never do this.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, you read about them shooting up a church.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And it's, it's not a death sentence to have a mental health diagnosis. You know, the thing you do, you know, any dream you ever had, anything you hope to accomplish is still there for you.
Absolutely.
But step one, the prime directive, is managing this illness first.
Mm-hmm.
You can manage that, and it can be done. It is being done by large swaths of the population. 70% of the people with mental illness with the first or second level of treatment go on to manage that.
Absolutely.
You know, it can be a little more difficult for others, but it's there.
Absolutely. Herb, we're going to continue this conversation. We come forward here on KBLA Talk 1580. I'm Reverend Gerald. Give us a call at 800-920-1580, 800-920-1580 if you have a question about mental illness.
Healthy life, healthy home, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith
when we come forward
on KBLA Talk 1580.
Chris Brown breaks two Billboard records with his latest Breezy release. Maisha Cairo here, and this is your K-Black Minute News. R&B singer Chris Brown recently complained about the lack of promotion for his latest project, Breezy. However, it's been reported that Chris has set a Billboard record. Two, to be exact. Brown overtook the previous record set by The Weeknd on the Hot R&B Songs chart, surpassing him as the artist with the most charted songs with a total of 79 and The Weeknd with only 71. Other artists at the top of the Hot R&B charts are Drake with 56 songs, Khalid with 43, and Bryson Tiller with 41. Plus, Brown took over Elvis Presley's record for most Billboard Hot 100 songs with 112 entries, surpassing Elvis's 109 recorded entries. Wow, tell us your thoughts on this on our socials by hitting us at KBLA 1580.
Are you ready to shop for quality, natural-looking wigs? Try Magic Hair Company, one of the largest collections of glueless human hair lace wigs in the USA, located in Culver City. They have over 10 years of experience. Magic Hair Company promotes healthy hair and protects your edges, too. They also have lots of bundles, closures, and hundreds of wigs in store. Try Magic Hair Company's signature hair care products and hot styling tools. Come shop and use the KBLA promo code. Come through and see the difference. If you're suffering from hair loss, Magic Hair Company does medical reimbursement and can have your insurance pay for your wig. Are you ready for a new look? Magic Hair Company custom lace wig specialists will have you leaving like a new person. They also offer in-store custom coloring and easy glueless install. Natural looking wigs, long-lasting quality wig makers. Use promo code KBLA. Follow Magic Hair Company on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and TikTok at Magic Hair Co. Magic Hair Company is also hiring, so email them your resume today.
UNITY! KBLA Talk 1580, putting the spotlight on culture and community. The Rodney King Foundation works in the community to promote positive race relations and achieve social justice. The foundation provides advocacy, educational scholarships, and the powerful Walk in Love initiative. The Rodney King Foundation seeks a world of hope, tolerance, and social justice where divisiveness has been overcome and all people live together peacefully and harmoniously. Executive Director, Founder Laura King is striving to enhance the community's self-esteem, health, social services, and social justice locally and worldwide. The foundation is dedicated to continuing the message of Laura's father, the great Rodney King, to promote peace and hashtag get along. For more information, please visit RodneyKing.org or call 626-541-2907. This is a community call to action from KBLA Talk 1580.
We knew you'd stick around. This is LA's home for progressive talk radio.
Be heard.
Welcome back to KBLA Talk 1580.
You can make it if you try.
Absolutely, you can make it if you try. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor, and you're listening to Urban Family Focus. We've been having a conversation about the National Minority Mental Health Month in honor of B.B. Moore Campbell with the executive director of NAMI Urban LA, Harold Turner. And we've been discussing some of the programs and services that NAMI has to help those of you who have a mental illness that you're dealing with, be it personally or family member. So, Harold, I wanted to ask, because, you know, I know for us, it's always a little tougher. So what do you have found in your experience to be the biggest barriers to getting the resources and support that family members need as it pertains to mental illness?
Well, you know, it varies in communities. You know, the biggest thing, you know, I found in the African-American community, first of all, is acceptance. You know, understand that, you know, this stigma around mental illness is not warranted in any way, you know, given what it is. And I understand that because, you know, oftentimes, you know, being from a small town in Mississippi originally, mm-hmm. I'm not sure I knew what a psychiatrist was, and I knew we didn't have one.
in the neighborhood, that's for sure.
No. Yeah. So, you know, whatever condition you had, you know, then, you know, that was just Ms. Jones' boy.
Oh,
and,
right, exactly.
And those were the eccentricities that that he had, you know. And, you know, if he's acting up, then, you know, you call Ms. Jones, and that's, that was the way it went.
Right.
But in our community here, you know, it's not just access to services, access to effective services is really what gets us. Most of the service providers, a lot of the service providers come from communities other than ours, mm-hmm. and they are not aware of the cultural norms among African Americans, and the same could be said for other communities mm-hmm. as well. You know, so, you know, for instance, schizophrenia, which we know occurs in about 1% of the population worldwide, mm-hmm. you know, it's been proven. But black folks get diagnosed four times as often.
Absolutely.
You know, as Caucasians. And mm-hmm. the reason is the variable there is who's doing the diagnosing.
Right? Exactly.
You know, so we have to account for those things as well. But do you understand to take the shame mm-hmm. out of it is key, you know, and to stimulate the conversation around it so we can normalize this behavior and let them know that this is not not something. It's the number one barrier to understanding as mm-hmm. well is, you know, we look at someone who's symptomatic and think what we're seeing is, you know, is under their control.
Right.
And oftentimes it's not. And that would be the biggest thing we could do is to get that message across.
Right. If they could control their actions, we wouldn't have a problem.
Absolutely.
So you mentioned earlier, and that was one of the amazing things for me when I was studying to become an addiction counselor, is learning how that brain works. You know, mm-hmm. learning what, you know, that same thing that keeps you from walking past a dish full of chocolate and you got to stick your hand in there.
Yeah.
You walk by that dish every day. And every time you walk by, you have to, that same thing that ignites that behavior is the same thing that ignites an addiction behavior to a substance. It's the same imbalance, you
Absolutely.
Know, of chemicals in your mind that's causing you to not be able to cope with certain life situations. And if we... You know, we don't throw people, you know, the baby out with the bathwater if they get diagnosed with diabetes or high blood pressure or anything else.
Yeah.
But if they get diagnosed with mental illness or they get diagnosed with an addiction, all of a sudden they become taboo in our mind. And
yeah.
we got this serious problem. But we're going to continue this conversation with Harold Turner. Hopefully we open up your eyes and your ears to the fact that NAMI Urban LA is there for you to get help. I'm Reverend Gerald. KVLA Talk 1580. This is Urban Family Focus.
You're listening to the all-new weekend lineup of enlightening, encouraging, and empowering talk shows.
Exclusively on KVLA Talk 1580.
We've got a lot to talk about.
The Los Angeles Urban League helps African American and others in underserved communities achieve true social parity, economic self-reliance, and civil rights. For over 100 years, Los Angeles Urban League has ensured our communities have access to careers with living wages, opportunities to start and grow businesses, and clear pathways to personal and professional growth. Programs like BizCamp, Construction Career Academy, BOB Business Ready, and BWARP, the Black Wealth Attainment and Retention Program are examples of the ongoing events designed to make our centennial mission to rebuild Black Wall Street right here in LA a reality. To sign up for our newsletter or to support the Los Angeles Urban League with your time, talents, and donations, visit laul.org. That's laul.org. The Los Angeles Urban League is a proud sponsor of Urban Family Focus Saturdays at 7 a.m. on KBLA Talk 1580.
Thinking about hosting a podcast and don't know where to start? Morris Media Studios has you covered. We're a professional podcast and voiceover studio located in Leimert Park. We specialize in recording and live streaming audio and video podcasts. Let us help you set up, record, and distribute your podcast. Hosting a podcast is a great way to bring awareness to your business, product, or good cause. For more info, visit morrismediastudios.com or give us a call at 323-815-4204.
Bundling home and car insurance with GEICO is so easy, your neighbors are probably already doing it. But who? They may drop little hints like,
"Beautiful day out. Even more beautiful since we saved by bundling our home and car insurance with GEICO."
Or,
"Yard work is hard. Much harder than bundling with GEICO, which was easy."
Or it may be even subtler, like,
"Speaking of burgers, we bundled our home and car insurance with GEICO and saved a bunch of money."
Bundling is easy with GEICO. Just ask your neighbors.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than choosing Charles Barkley in a pickup game.
We'll take Barkley.
Ha! First pick! Sorry, kids!
Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision?
Okay, here's the plan. Pass me the ball every time.
This is banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
Now back to more of the all-new weekend lineup here on KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach, and we've had a conversation today about the National Minority Mental Illness Awareness Month that was initiated by B.B. Moore Campbell and some other great mothers affiliated with NAMI. And Harold, you've given us a lot of information this morning, but I just want everybody to know that Harold does not do this work by himself. There's a board of directors of NAMI, which contains some individuals who are available to you as well. Mm-hmm. If you go on NAMI's website and you click on About NAMI, you'll see the list of board of directors, Madeline Cobb, who is the chairman of the board, but you'll see a lot of other names there. And any of those people that you see on that list have been there, done that, and will reach out to you. If you reach out to them, they will reconnect with you and guide you through this process. So, Harold, let everybody know how they can get in touch with NAMI and address the issue that they've been holding on to for so long.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, in addition to the website we've given, NAMIUrbanLA.org, you can call us at 323-294-7814. Again, that's 323-294-7814. And, you know, anyone who picks up the call, or if you leave a message in case someone's not there or it's after hours, and someone will definitely get back to you as well. So you can feel free to use that in addition to reaching out through our website. And we're going to be, over the next few months, hosting a series of community conversations around mental illness, because lots of times we run across people who have loved ones who are acting weird, but not really a lot, don't know if it's a problem or not. So look out for that. Okay.
Harold, thank you so much for being with us this morning. As you know, you're welcome here anytime. So just let me know when you have something you want to share. This has been a great conversation. We thank Ellis Gordon for joining us and giving us a history and legacy of this month that we're celebrating. I'm Reverend Gerald, Life Coach. You've been listening to Urban Family Focus on KBLA Talk 1580. Black Lives Matter. This is not a drill. Is next.
KBLA 1580 Santa Monica.
I'm Alexandria Ikamoni, and here's the latest from the Black Information Network. A man accused of raping and impregnating a 10-year-old girl from Ohio has lived in the U.S. for several years and has a relationship with the girl's family. It's not yet known what country Gerson Fuentes is from, but Columbus police believe he's in the country illegally. The 10-year-old girl traveled to Indiana to have an abortion. Wall Street closed out its books on a losing week despite a rally. All three major averages posted weekly declines, with the NASDAQ down nearly 1.6%. Investor worries about a recession and a larger Federal Reserve rate hike weighed on markets earlier in the week. Dodgers dogs will be served during next week's All-Star Game in Los Angeles as concession workers are agreeing to stay on the job. The union was threatening to